This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We got breaking news out of Farmers Branch. They're calling in the DEA after they raided a warehouse filled with drugs and cash. They got a tip several months ago about a drug operation. The suspects took marijuana, THC, and psilocybin and repackaged them as stuff that's legal. They got shipped out to vape shops all over the state. Police launched this operation to buy some of them and have had them tested at the lab. They raided this warehouse. It's on Valley View Lane this morning. Found more than 2 tons of marijuana, about 400 grand in cash. The DEA is taking over as the lead agency.
Oh, Dallas has a couple big job openings, but the mayor says they are headed in the right direction.
The city manager resigned in February, and Police Chief Eddie Garcia left for a job in Austin in October.
Former Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia was critical to the record-breaking public safety achievements Dallas made over the past 4 years.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he'll form a city council committee to work with a future police chief on a 10-year plan to keep crime down. He delivered a State of the City speech saying homelessness has dropped 19% since 2021.
Our city is tackling the issue of homelessness with renewed vigor.
Johnson says voters sent a clear message approving a measure requiring Dallas to hire another 900 police officers. Two former mayors and several council members urged voters to reject that measure, saying it would take money away from other city departments. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Did you get caught in a big traffic jam last night on 635 because of the construction? They had to shut it down. Well, guess what? They're doing it again tonight.
Overnight roadwork scheduled in Irving beginning at 10 o'clock tonight. Eastbound 635 is scheduled to close between Freeport Parkway and Olympus Boulevard for some overnight roadwork. Traffic is going to be diverted to the service road. Now, the work is scheduled to wrap up by 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. From the 1080 AM KRLD Traffic Center, I'm Joyce Nielsen.
A lawsuit that pits the family of a murdered Dallas cop against an off-duty Dallas cop now under consideration by the Texas Supreme Court.
The suit goes back to the shooting at a Home Depot in 2018. A shoplifter named Armando Juarez had been detained by Home Depot, which was employing off-duty cop Chad Seward. Seward frisked Juarez but missed a gun, which was later used to kill Officer Rogelio Santander. Santander's family is suing Seward for negligence, but Seward's lawyer, David Walsh, says he's protected by immunity because a cop is always on duty.
Under the DPD off-duty policy 42103 requires off-duty officers to respond to crimes in progress.
Santander's family says records show Seward was off-duty and does not have immunity. A ruling is expected to take months. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cops are calling it a murder-suicide in the colony. Someone called the police, worried about the co-worker, didn't make it into work for a few days. asked them to go to her apartment. When the police got inside, they found two bodies, man and a woman, both shot. Police say the man shot himself. No word yet on who they are.
Oh, the latest out of Ennis, they had to cancel school again today, and the boil water notice, it's still in effect. The city is trying to wait for some test results to make sure the water is safe to consume. The city is now saying that those lab results are expected to be turned in after 6 today. And the school district says they won't make a decision about classes for tomorrow until then. This all started, of course, earlier this week with a major water main break. The repairs are complete, but the city's been testing the water to make sure that it's safe before they lift the boil water notice.
Zach Martin's going to miss the rest of the Cowboys season because of an ankle injury. He's got to have surgery in a few days.
The goal was for him to be back for Cincinnati, and then, you know, through that process, and but it just, you know, Monday, Tuesday, it looked like it was going in a different direction.
That's Mike McCarthy. Zach Martin is pretty much a surefire bet to make the Hall of Fame, and he has possibly played his last down with the Cowboys because he's at the age of 34, and there's talk of possible retirement.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another scam going around. Boy, these people want your money, don't they? Plano Police Department says it's heard from several victims now that people have been calling them, claiming to be with their department, and that they are spoofing the non-emergency numbers from the department. So it actually looks like the real deal on caller ID. The scammers are telling people that they're trying to collect debts or tell them that they missed jury duty and try to convince them to send them money or that a warrant will be issued for their arrest. Police say don't fall for it. Don't pay a dime. Don't get scared and never give out any personal information.
Held a hearing today in Washington. This is a task force that's investigating the assassination attempts against the next president. North Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon got into a shouting match with the acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe. He held up a picture of this year's 9/11 memorial event in New York.
Do you recognize this photo?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Was that the remembrance of September 11th?
It was.
Was it in New York?
It was at Ground Zero.
Okay. Who's usually at an event like this closest to the President of the United States, security-wise?
The SAC of the detail.
Special agent in charge of the detail. Were you the special agent in charge of the detail that day?
Actually, let me address this. Could you please, staff, leave that one up with the circle around me. Thank you. So actually, Congressman, what you're not seeing is the SAC of the detail off out of the picture's view. And that is the day where we remember the more than 3,000 people that have died on 9/11. I actually responded to Ground Zero. I was there going through the ashes of the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was there at Freshkills.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you,
Congressman.
Were you the special agent in charge?
To show respect for a Secret Service member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be.
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
Oh, I'm not. I'm invoking this.
You are, sir.
Gentlemen,
you are out of line.
I would like to ask him a question.
Please.
You are out of line,
Congressman. Don't try to bully me. I'm an elected member of Congress, and I'm asking you a serious question, and you are playing
politics. I am a public servant who has served this nation, and
you won't answer the question.
On our day, on our country's darkest day.
Mr. Chairman, you will not
politicize it.
Well, Secret Service says Roe got invited to attend that event in New York City.
In Austin, it was an end of an era. Nathan Hetch, the longest serving Supreme Court justice in Texas history, heard his last case. Fellow Justice Deborah Lerman calculating that Hetch has heard almost 2,800 cases.
We just really appreciate your being here to commemorate this great man who's done so many great things for so many people for so long. Thank you, Chief Justice Hetch.
was first elected in 1988 and became Chief Justice in 2013.
A lot of overweight people say they want to lose all the pounds that they can, and they want to do it in the quickest way possible. Research from a diet company finds 80% of those adults say they know it's a long haul, and they have to keep a close eye on it constantly. Right now, the average person wants to drop around 30 pounds. The average person also tried to lose weight three different times in the last 5 years. 20% have tried at least five different times.
A champagne of beers is now the fragrance business.
Now comes Miller time.
Miller High Life has released what the company calls a dive bar fume. It blends the scents of cedar wood and patchouli to recreate the smell of bar counter, tobacco, and leather, with the goal of evoking worn-in bar stools and sea salt for a basket of fries and popcorn. There's a little champak blossom thrown in, too, for the smell of Miller beer. It's $60 a bottle, but right now it's sold out online.
If you've got the time.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
So tonight's one of the biggest parties of the year in Garland. They light their Christmas tree and have live music in downtown Square. Members of the Duck Creek Masonic Lodge are also collecting kids' letters to Santa.
The kids just have a fabulous time. And the Christmas tree lighting, there was one year we had a fire truck parked here with the snorkel extended and fireworks. It was fantastic.
They light the tree at 6:30 tonight, but the party? Oh, it goes until 10 with live music on the square and shops and restaurants open late. Make sure you bundle up. It's going to be chilly out there.
Hey, who better? It feels like Christmas. Who better than you to know what you want or you need for Christmas? That's a growing trend right now in this country. A new study finds 42% of Americans are planning to buy themselves at least one Christmas gift this year. That's up from 38% last year. Can't wait to find out what I got myself. Most people say they don't go real fancy. They'll spend less than $100 on their own gifts. A third say they'll drop up to $200. The most popular gifts? A good meal, nice clothes, or spa visits?
Oh, yes, on all of the above.
Yeah, but you still want Uber Eats to deliver your Christmas tree and Christmas carolers.
You're the one that told me about it.
I did.
Secret Santa in Detroit has made their last surprise donation to the Salvation Army.
For the 12th year in a row, a rare South African gold cougarand has been dropped into a red kettle in the Detroit area, this time outside a grocery store. But the Salvation Army says the Secret Santa behind the annual donations has got no more coins left, and this year is their last holiday surprise. Major David Minks calls the gift heartwarming for local families.
It never gets old. It's beautiful to see the color, but also realize that it's going to make a difference in so many people's lives.
The rare cougarand is worth almost $3,000. Luke Sloan for CBS News Detroit.
Well, Disney wants its pirate back from the Caribbean.
When you marooned me on that godforsaken spit of land, you forgot one very important thing, mate. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Disney dumped Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow after all that court nastiness with his ex, Amber Heard, 2 years ago. Well, now Johnny Depp has a clean record, and Disney wants him back for the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Variety reports Disney looking to produce another movie. Jerry Bruckheimer is already working on a script to bring him back. It makes sense. Pirates of the Caribbean is worth $4.5 billion to Disney.
And how much do you think that new contract with Johnny is going to cost?
At least $1 billion of that.
At least.
You know, it doesn't make any sense, but one way you can help prevent type 2 diabetes, eat chocolate. New report in Newsweek finds the latest research shows it depends on what kind of chocolate you eat and how much. Scientists at Harvard say eating 5 or more servings of dark chocolate per week can cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 10%. They studied 194,000 people over the course of 34 years. They say the dark chocolate has flavonoids, and that can help your body with regulating blood sugars.
That's good enough for me. I'll definitely go for that. You know, for the second time this week, we're hearing about a Buc-ee's clone. Earlier, we told you about how Buc-ee's is suing a Missouri convenience store called Duc-ee's. Well, now there's another one that is just copying them in Mexico. And they're not even saying that it's not a copy. The store is called Lucky's. We had told you about this yesterday as well. It's a mascot with a raccoon and a cowboy hat. Buc-ee's is not commenting on that, though.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.